May I walk with you? I would like to show you the grounds.
That would be delightful.
So charming, so kind, so changed. How gentle his tone, not so overblown. No hint of his usual groan, but friendly, amazing.
Your home is quite beautiful.
My father is responsible for the greater of the furnishings, but I thank you just the same.
So cheerful, so calm, so changed. Attentive, polite, his smile warm and bright. I must say it is quite a sight.
Do you enjoy fishing?
I do indeed.
Well, then you may fish here as often as you choose while you are staying in the neighborhood. I will be happy to supply the fishing tackle as well.
Splendid. You are most kind.
Is it for me that he has altered himself? Oh, Lizzie, how selfish, though it would be sublime. But has he really altered himself? Or am I seeing this man for the very first time?
I have been trying to decide whether or not I should put an arbor over there near the window. What do you think?
I think that would be lovely. You cannot have too many arbors, I always say.
Well, then I shall do it. Would you all like to come into the house and take some refreshment?
I thank you, but I believe the missus is a bit tired and would like to return to the inn. Is that all right, Lizzie?
Yes, Uncle. That is probably the best course of action.
We thank you ever so much for your kindness, Mr. Darcy.
I just might take you up on that fishing offer.
I hope you do. And I also hope you will join us here tomorrow for dinner.
Yes, that would be lovely.
I thank you, sir.
Until tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you.
So gracious. So good. So changed. He asks my advice. He's, dare I say,
change.